The Broncos are in the midst of playing 4 out of 5 on the road, their only home game this weekend against the Vikings. Hello and welcome to the BTV Preview Show. I'm Phil Milani, joined by Andrew Mason, and you might notice that Chris Hall is not here, and that's because he actually has accepted a different position at the University of Wisconsin. It's going to be something that's good for him and his family moving closer. We just want to wish him well, but the show must go on, Mace, and let's talk about this Vikings game, and of course that means the Broncos will have their hands full trying to stop Adrian Peterson.
Yes, Peterson has really bounced back nicely from the 2014 season that he lost almost entirely to suspension and legal issues. 260 rushing yards in the last two games after a slow start against San Francisco. Really a slow start for the entire Viking team when they went out to San Francisco on Monday night, and they've put that behind them pretty quickly. I think the Vikings may well look back on that week one slaughter they suffered at the hands of the 49ers and regard it as a positive, because I think they've really been on point in the last couple of games. Now, both of them were at home, so they've got to go test themselves on the road. But with Peterson running the way he is and Teddy Bridgewater, a nice dual threat quarterback who's doing just enough to keep things going, Minnesota's in a good spot.
It was something that we heard from DeMarcus Ware the other day was this game could be won in the trenches. That means on the other side of the ball, too, with the Broncos' offensive line. Tyson Brailo banged up in that Lions game. What do you see the Broncos doing this Sunday?
Well, there's a lot of possibilities. You can put Michael Schofield at one of the tackle spots. You can have Ryan Harris there in the mix as well. They signed Tyler Palumbas. Don't know how ready he is going to be to go on Sunday, although listening to Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison talk, they've, you know, praised the fact that, A, he knows the scheme because he spent his entire career in zone blocking-based line schemes, and also because of that, he knows the language and all that, and because he's been here. Rick Dennison knows him well. He was his position coach back in 2008 and even 2009 when Josh McDaniels was the head coach. So they really couldn't find a guy with whom they have more familiarity than Tyler Palumbas, so that would help him, I think, make a pretty quick transition if Tyson Brailo can't go.
Yeah, that would be very interesting to see how the Broncos try to get that running game going and also protect Peyton Manning with that new reshuffled offensive line. Okay, the Broncos and Vikings kick off this Sunday back home at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. For Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.